Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on What's Trending, Royals off today, and then they kickstart a homestand tomorrow night against the Baltimore Orioles. A 500 road trip. We'll talk a little bit more about what went into that road trip after What's Trending, but 12-7. It's April 19th tomorrow. Homestand. Hopefully, you start to see the crowds pick up a little bit. Alec Marsh will be on the bump tomorrow night. He's 2-0 with a 4.32 ERA. The Orioles also 12 wins on the year. So big series. But
for the early on,
you know, when you're considering trying to get fans to buy in, and there will always be, and understandably so because of the past, like, all right, well, that was against the White Sox for six games, seven games. All right, now go do it against the Orioles, and that's where some fans are at still, I think.
Yeah, still got the best run differential in all of baseball, by the way, which is not nothing almost 20 games into the season, but still. Yeah, I'd like to see some more fans out there as well. Next up on What's Trending, J.K. Dobbins signs a one-year deal to go to the Los Angeles Chargers. Remember, they signed Gus Edwards as well, and Greg Roman is their new offensive coordinator. So they just took the running back room from the Baltimore Ravens. Look, John Harbaugh had said when he came in there that he needed a running game. So did Roman. I adamantly disagree. I don't think that was Justin Herbert's problem. I think it might be because he had one of the bottom five defenses in the NFL and a not effective offensive line, but they're going to stick to it. They said he needed a running game, and at the very least, they've been active in that market. J.K. Dobbins had visited them right before visiting the Chiefs, and they had signed Clyde Edwards-Helaire. But J.K. Dobbins ends up with the Chargers.
Next on What's Trending, the Royals did make a roster move. It's actually the first real move other than bringing up a guy from the doubleheader yesterday. Nick Lofton, option to AAA. Corresponding move will be announced tomorrow. We can all kind of
assume it's Massey.
Read between the lines here a little bit based off of Massey was going to be the opening starter, had some back problems. He's been hitting well, and by all accounts, the back hasn't flared up again. So it's a safe guess, well, not 100%. That Michael Massey likely is headed back to Kansas City for the weekend series. Unfortunately, the bobblehead giveaway was like a week or two ago.
Dang. Well, he probably got some still.
You think he got like 100, 500 of those bobbleheads sent
normally
to himself?
With your bobblehead, I've been told this by players before, with your bobblehead, you are given the right to like have like 50 of them or something.
Yeah, I would
like
hope
you
so.
You get some to pass around to friends and family, which is always nice. NBA last night in the play-in series continuing, the Bulls take down the Hawks 131. They scored a lot to 116, and the 76ers eked out the Heat 105-104. NBA action won't kick back off until Friday. So his first few play-in games start off playoff round one, because they call them play-in then round one. So round one will start up Or Saturday, right?
Friday night.
Friday night. Yeah, you're right.
Friday night.
Kings, Pelicans, Friday and then night. Heat Bulls.
The final play-in games are tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, play-in games
the
tomorrow night.
The playoffs start on Saturday.
Yeah. You have the play-in games tomorrow, and then we'll get going on Saturday. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Don't forget, a week from tonight, though, our 610 Sports Radio NFL Draft Party at the Landing in Liberty. It's brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs and the entire 610 crew. We're going to be hanging out there. Bink and Chris Unocero from Character Concerns going to be broadcasting live. And you got a chance to win $610. You've been hearing everybody talk about drafts and mock drafts and all this. You have a chance to fill out how you think the draft is going to go. You just go to 610sports.com, print out that form. You get points for getting picks right. You bring it to the Landing. You do have to bring it in person and then hang out with us. Someone asked earlier, do you have to stay the entire night to win? No, but you do have to bring the form and hang out a little bit with us.
Yeah, at least say hi. Jeez. So you're going to drop this form off and then ditch us?
That's right.
Get a beer and then leave. That's fine. Look, you don't have to stay for the entirety of the draft, but it is cool to come in. And yes, you do have to turn it in, as you said, in person. Royals, 500 road trip. I think there's people that are disappointed because they didn't sweep the White Sox. Which, I'll be honest, if you put it in the perspective of the season, come on. 7-0, they would have won the season series 7 games into it.
Yeah, they could have clinched that already.
Which would be pretty impressive. Now, they still only need the one more win. I think the most impressive thing about it is that they managed to finish a 500 road trip, in which they hadn't even won a road series. They managed to do that by winning game one of the doubleheader yesterday. They managed to do it when one part of their roster was failing them entirely. They had one run, 8 innings into a game last night. Salvador Perez, it's a go-ahead RBI or two-run home run, helps give them the win. And then in the following game, once again, we're in a one-run game late into the damn thing, even though their offense only had one run. For the last 5 games, they've had one or two runs in pretty much every game, and they finished 3-3, especially late into the game. I'll take it. I'll take the 3-3.
Always take a 500 road trip. I mean, I will take that the rest of the season. Every road trip, Cody, they go 500. Look, at home, they're also 8-2 right now. That helps. But I'll always take a 500 road trip, especially when, as you said, the offense hasn't been hitting well recently. They have two players, that have some of the longest plate appearance streaks without a hit. And Mikel Garcia has the third longest right now, 25 plate appearances. MJ Melendez, unfortunately, after starting off well in the first week or so, has cooled off. He's got 23 plate appearances since his last hit. While that's going on, you still finish 500 on the road trip because your starting pitching has been phenomenal. And I feel better about the bullpen today, I think you have to, than you did a week ago with what they've gotten out of a couple. Even Will Smith, it was nice to see him get going a little bit. So, yeah, you take the 500 road trip, and now you see what you can do against the Orioles and the Blue Jays. Obviously, a little bit of a step up in competition on top of it. And can you get a couple of those guys to break out of their slump? Because at some point, while I think we have found out this rotation is still going to be very good, are they going to be top three good all year? I don't know about that. You know, I think they're going to be one of the top rotations in baseball, but there's still going to be, even if you have that, a stretch of games where maybe you get two bad starts in a row. So you better have some offense. And the good news is right now they haven't had both fall apart at the same time. That's why they're 12-7.
They've always had two of three going. So last week, they actually had two bad starts in a row. They had some runs where like Alec Marsh and Waka gave up runs. They weren't out of those games. Those were the games they scored a whole bunch of runs. Mm-hmm. Those are the games they piled it on. It's hard to win games when your number one and number five hitter straight up are not hitting. Like, period. Bobby Wood Jr. has been good. Not as great as he was before, but he's been good. He's been fine. Vinny's been white hot, and Salvador Perez keeps coming up with big hit after big hit. Okay, great. Two guys are slumping. This is exactly what Vinny talked about, like, just a week ago. He said, who gives a bleep, right? Who gives a beep in the case for our shirts? We're winning games, and he said that because it doesn't matter that I'm not performing just as long as somebody is. Salvador Perez came up with the hit. I have promised, by the way, I've completed a Mikel Garcia song. He's getting out of the slump on Friday. Remember how quickly Vinny Pasquantino just had two RBI first at bat. Now, Mikel can't do that. His first at bat is he'll lead off in the game on Friday. So he can't have two RBI. He can have one, at least on that end. I'm promising a song for Mikel Garcia. I'm sorry about MJ. I had not realized the slump he was in, or maybe I could have made this about two people. Maybe I could have made one song about two people.
This is the trend you've set up now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a 162-game season.
He's in 500 anytime, since I made the Pasquantino, not made the Pasquantino song, but song.
Yeah, yeah. So anytime someone has like a 10-game spurt, you're now, the expectation is a song, I think.
People want it, I think. From the 913-586-7610. Do you want this Mikel Garcia song? I have it ready. Earlier, the text line was actually somewhat supportive. Someone said, keep singing, brother. I like your stuff. There were some other people that were not as nice, but that person said nice things.
The result was good on the Vinny front. That's why people are okay with this. But you realize, Mikel, if he doesn't get a hit right after the song, then people are going to quickly turn on you.
Right after the song? People if he just gets a hit in the... He goes 2 for 4. I can't get a 2 for 4?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But meaning like if he goes...
You mean the game. If he goes 0 for 4 on Friday.
Yeah, then I don't think on Monday you can say it worked. So that's the tricky spot I think you're in here.
We're about to find out if it works twice.
The success of the Vinny song, it clearly has worked. What if you do this song and then Vinny goes on a normal baseball 3 or 4 game stretch?
Oh, do you think that the power is only stretched to one person at a time?
I think so, man.
I wonder... This is the thing, though. I think that...
I think I can handle 2 players.
That... You should be worried about gold. Is if it does work?
If it works, then you're really.
If
important.
It does work, we might get to the point where if whoever is struggling, they might DM Cody or reach out and just say, "Hey, Cody,
I think I need
a song from you because I'm struggling here." Or we might get to that point.
I sent out a teaser photo on Twitter. If you want
to, I forgot to tell you.
If you
want
to try to guess what it is, you can tell me during the next break. Yeah. I'm curious. Because
there's There's an opposite text that you didn't read from the text line. What do you think of this take?
Mm-hmm. Let me hear it.
It says, the offense has started sputtering overall, though, since the start of your singing.
Interesting.
Vinny's been great.
Vinny's been interesting. Great, but has the overall offense.
I'd have to look it up. It's been 7 games, and Vinny is hitting, I looked it up earlier, .500 with a .560 on base percentage and like 7 or 8 extra base hits. So Vinny's been on an absolute tear.
Well, we're gonna test this tomorrow. You're gonna sing a Mikel Garcia song.
Garcia goes 3 for 4, but Vinny goes 0 for 4.
Yep. Or the team starts losing or something. Yeah.
Well, the team didn't start losing the last time. That was definitely not the problem. They won immediately after. Let's see. The offense has only been struggling for some of it. When I first said that about Vinny, the very first game they scored 11 runs. The next game they scored 13, then 1, then 11, then 1, then 2, then 2, then 1. So I'm not really, they were going fine there for a while on offense with the Vinny. They're probably averaging like 5 or 6 runs a game. It's just the last 3 or 4 games not going so well. Maybe they just needed another song. Someone said, is there a song for Hunter Renfroe? He's hitting fine. Also, I've really gone too far this season if at some point I'm belting out Hunter Renfroe songs. It's not a knock to him.
What are you trying to say? Yeah.
That just feels like I'm just gone. I just feels like I'm really, I'm really hitting everybody in the roster.
So you're limiting it 1 through 4 or in the order?
No. Renfro's doing fine. He doesn't need my help.
No, but like song-wise, are you cutting yourself off? You have to be in 1 through 4 in the order.
Isabel's never going to get a song then?
I don't know. I mean, it just feels like it's further down the list. That's all. The text line, by the way, split as always. From the 913, no. From the 816, no. He was so proud of that, he attached his name. He said, Zach, just to make sure you knew. Bring me all the Cody Tapp classics. Yes. Then sing it effer. And so I don't know if that's...
What?
That feels more like yelling at me, so I'm not totally sure.
No, that was supportive. That was supportive. Oh, sing it effer, yeah.
This one says, again, how much KFC do I have to buy for Cody not to sing?
Why KFC?
Someone says, at least test it for science. That's a person who's not pro or against, but just wants to witness it. Mm-hmm. And then they're pointing out that I still promised them a Dynasty song. I can get that. I got all fall for that. I got all the time in the world for the Dynasty song. Someone says we need a live performance of the K. Of the new song or the Pasquantino one? I'm still working on that. Someone says you can just do Rudolph and cover the whole team. If the offense is slow, you just do... I need Garcia and Witt and Pasquin and Vinny. You just go down the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if the offense as a whole continues to struggle that way, we can consider that. Although I'll admit, singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in April would seem like an odd time.
We'd have to wait until July, like Christmas in July. You know,
we got on this show once that you don't know Christmas Carols. Do you know Rudolph?
Of course.
That one's a little too mainstream, right?
Of course.
I don't think you need to know every Christmas Carol. Or
the hits,
that was a little too big.
The hits in general, yes. And obviously I've seen the show Rudolph, of course.
Okay, that's all. Someone says, love your song. See, man, that's nice. But again, there's just as many no's, and please don't do it. So someone's going to be happy tomorrow. The rest of you are going to be very, very sad. I would rank this song.
Oh, wow, you're already grading it.
I think it's a solid 7.5. I'm going to say it. I'm giving it a nice, solid 7.5, maybe an 8.
How do you think it compares to the other ones that you've done? I mean, is it top, so, is it top tier?
Point,
is it?
Someone asked me the other day, like, how many songs do you have? And when I started adding up, I'm like, oh no, I might have like a full, I don't even have like an EP at this point. I have a full blown album worth of songs on this show. We'll release them all in like one playlist at some point. By the way, Massey could be a nice addition for the offensive end. Like, I wouldn't downgrade the fact that what he could do offensively for them is kind of important, because they could just use one more steady bat and one more guy who can occasionally hit a homer. When Massey's healthy, he is a 15 to 20 home run guy. He's not going to hit, I don't think he's going to hit 30, 35 home runs, but he'll get 20 home runs in a year in which he plays 162 games. So
that's the hope. Yeah. And an above average defender too on top of it.
Yeah. So like, you get better defensively, you get your full infield back, and you get a little more lineup protection with Massey can doing some damage in the later part of that, because I don't think he'll hit above five. So, and in fairness, he also gives you another option instead of Michael Garcia if you really wanted to flip it up. Because normally Massey's going to be your 8 or 9 hitter because of the skills he possesses similar to that of Garcia. So if one guy's not going, it gives you the flexibility to do it. You're never going to hit Frazier first. You're never going to hit Hampson first. It's going to be Garcia, or it's going to be someone like Massey if they were going to switch things up.
All 32.
All right, let's switch gears a little bit and head to the NFL. A reminder, thanks to Bill Belichick, actually, yesterday. So Bill Belichick was on the Pat McAfee show. He's going to be part of their draft cast that they're doing. It's actually kind of cool. Belichick's going to do some stuff with McAfee, and maybe we'll see a little different
That's
side
a
of
weird
Belichick.
Combo.
Yeah. No. It definitely is intriguing.
Saban's doing a special edition of it too with ABC, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
He's going to be on set or something. This is going to be, I'm assuming, way more
really good or horribly bad.
So he went on McAfee yesterday. They kind of teased it and had their first interview and introduced himself basically to the show. And they asked a lot of interesting questions, I felt like, to Belichick. And Belichick said the majority of rumors around the draft are being generated from agents until 12 hours prior to the draft. That's when you start to get the team leaks. I feel like we kind of knew there's a lot of BS that gets thrown out there, but hearing it from someone that was just in this process for the last 30 years, it's kind of interesting to hear it from his perspective. So just a reminder that a lot of the stuff that's being put out there, including yesterday, the report around was A.D. Mitchell, the wide receiver that said, oh, some teams, this came from a scout.
Messing with people.
Some scout, they claimed, was concerned that A.D. Mitchell is handling of diabetes and all this stuff. And like, people will throw out anything, but remember, none of it's coming from the team, according to Belichick, usually until inside of 12 hours or so of the draft. So if you want the real, like, oh, no, this team is clearly leaning, we got to wait till Thursday.
I think that's probably good advice and sage advice from Belichick. I do still think that McAfee and Belichick is the weirdest yin and yang combo I've ever heard of. Yeah, but I don't know if it works. Sometimes people are so diametrically different. We'll see. But also, we saw a different side of Tom Brady once he got past his playing career, mostly once he got past out of New England. But part of that was who Belichick is. I think Belichick is a serious person. I don't think he jokes around all that much. So we'll see with McAfee. The one that stood out to me was about the Steelers and some comments that keep coming out about them and their love, and I do mean love, for Russell Wilson. Quote from someone inside the Steelers talking to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. If Russell Wilson has a good season, I don't think the Steelers will fret at all about what it means for their chance of keeping Field around. They'll lean into the present. This article from the Post-Gazette suggests that the Steelers are in love already with what Russell Wilson is bringing here. And I got to be honest, what the hell is going on there? This is the first time I have ever questioned Mike Tomlin's thinking ability when it came to a football team. He has made the most out of nothing for a long time in that city. And I still think if for some reason they got tired of him because the results slipped down, most teams should be chomping at the bit with a chance to hire him. But I cannot understand this. Two consecutive teams have paid him tens of millions of dollars to go away. They wanted him so far out of their organization, they were willing to eat $100 million between the two of them.
This sounds like, you know, they love him because, you know what? We're not paying him anything. Somebody else, in this case, the Broncos, are paying him. You know,
this is like people, every corporation.
The corporation loves the guy that's putting in great work, working his ass off, and they know they're not paying him a damn thing. I feel like that's what's happening here. They're like, yeah, we love that guy. You know, he's always working hard, and he's severely underpaid. That's also why we like him. And I feel like that's what's happening with Russell Wilson. Like, we're not paying him anything. We love the guy. He's working hard. He seems to be saying the right things. And we know that if he stinks, we're not paying them much money anyway.
Cashed Out Gaming on Twitch says, have you seen their last six quarterbacks? Mason Rudolph, Kenny Pickett, of course they love Russell Wilson. By comparison, he might look like the single greatest quarterback who's ever played the sport. I just don't get it.
Not paying him anything.
Yeah, it doesn't. Whatever. The Chargers, I don't know if you guys remember this. We brought it up back when Greg Roman had said this. This goes all the way back to February. Per ESPN's Chris Rama, he said, Greg Roman said, can you imagine Justin Herbert with a good running game? And the first thing that came across my mind is Justin Herbert running or an actual run game. And he meant, we don't know, but I can imagine what it might look like. That's the vision, is to bring a run-style offense to the Chargers. And for better or for worse, they're doing exactly what he said, because they brought in Gus Edwards. They brought in now J.K. Dobbins. It's interesting, though, the whole Harbaugh-Ravens to Chargers dynamic that is happening. Greg Roman, formerly with the Ravens, brings his two guys from the Ravens over. I don't know if it's going to work, but they're addressing it. They haven't had a single 1,000-yard rusher in the course of Justin Herbert's career.
But they've had good running backs.
Eckler was close. I don't know if this makes it better because it's a more of a dynamic duo. That's if J.K. Dobbins even works out. I mean, I would assume they draft a guy as well.
There's still scouts who are trying to claim that it wasn't that Harbaugh didn't like J.J. McCarthy throwing. It's that that's just the function of their offense. But you can't just bring a college offense to the pros. You always have to be more pass heavy, I think, in the NFL. Honestly, it's not that it keeps the Ravens from winning regular season games, but when it comes to the postseason and they have to throw, they have no choice but to throw. Look at what they did when they threw a lot in that Chiefs game. It was ugly.
Oh, well, that really was just ridiculous ugly play calling. They went away
that
for the run.
That ratio was real bad.
Let's be honest, as great as the Chiefs defense played, they also, I mean, the Ravens, what on earth were they thinking?
I don't know. Yeah.
Not running the football in the AFC title game.
Yeah, it is interesting. The best year that those two had combined, they had about 1,500 yards in 2020.
Pretty good.
I think running will help Justin Herbert, because we've seen what it can do to help out your quarterback, but is it really going to get them over the hump, I guess, if you're the Chargers? They're doing what they said, but I don't know if it's going to be the reason why they make the playoffs, why they challenge to win a playoff game.
Should I be...
Specifically.
I don't think so either. But also, I just don't think it's... I think they've had a decent running game. At one point, Eckler was healthy, and they ran the ball well. They still didn't
He was close games. To 1,000 yards twice.
Yeah. That's all Pacheco got. It's not like he got way above that. He's just like... That's what regular running backs get in the league, or even
their defense
good
just has to be way better too.
And they had to have a competent head coach, which they might now.
Somebody pointed out about the Michael Garcia song. Should I be concerned about trying to put my song up against Taylor Swift's album tomorrow? Her album comes out tonight.
Cody,
they're gonna. Everyone's gonna be listening to that.
Cody,
you're not releasing the. You're performing the song. You're not releasing it.
Cody, did
for streams.
Did you just?
She has a new album coming out. The Tortured Poets.
She does
department.
tonight, like at 8 or 9 o'clock.
I gotta listen to it to see if there's any Travis Kelce references.
Yeah. You just suggest that your song in any way is going to be influence or influence the release of a Taylor Swift album.
I think it would hurt to the release of my song, because so many people would be listening to Taylor Swift.
For a second, I thought you were going to say, I think it's going to hurt.
You're saying not the same department.
I think you're good, man. I don't think they're going to have anything. I don't think they're going to have anything to do with each other.
While you were saying that last sentence, I thought that you were going to say you're afraid that was going to take away from Taylor Swift.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go that far. Cody's a tortured radio host. That's probably true.
No, but with the Swift album tonight, that is true. People will be like, all right, is there any Kelce reference in this album, or we have to wait? I don't know if she's going to reference him until they're engaged or married.
And normally it's not like just their name. You have to assume the references.
Yeah, because I know she's performed live and has added reference. That happened a couple months ago. But as far as an actual song that is clearly about him, are we there yet? I don't know.
She has, according to this, she's already got the song. The whole album you can see on Apple Music. It's 16 songs.
Okay.
There's two features. She also features Post Malone, as a matter of fact, in this album, which I think Post Malone fans ought to like that. I don't know if this is going to be related to Travis Kelce. There's a song called But Daddy, I Love Him, number 6 on the album.
But Daddy,
I don't like the way you say it. I need.
I didn't like the way that I said it either, Cody. I hesitated.
Was that your Greg Doyle impersonation?
I like that you're here.
I didn't know.
I don't know. It was the way you said it. I didn't like that.
I didn't like it either.
But we could probably isolate that.
I like that you're here.
Okay. Up next, let's talk some Royals baseball. We'll get Vern's perspective on the Michael Garcia and if performance and if a song is needed at this point. Plus, what he expects this weekend out of Kauffman Stadium here on Cody and Gold.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tomorrow night for you, Drew. That's tomorrow night, man. I know you were so upset that they cut it off.
He wants the whole thing.
I know you were so upset about the CBS affiliates cutting off Billy Joel last Sunday. Don't worry. Tomorrow night, they're re-airing it. We'll get to random question of the day here in about 12 minutes or so. But let's talk some Royals baseball with our guy, Josh Vernier. He, of course, is off today. Kind enough to give us some time. And then tomorrow, back at it with the Royals on the homestand. Vern's on deck show. We were discussing, Vern, 500 road trip. I will sign up with that. Every single time.
Without question, that was my hope going into these six games, was to return home 3-3. They did just that. The starting pitching gave you a chance to win all six games. The defense, the base running remained elite. And so long as that continues, your complaints to me seem somewhat silly, because if the things that matter most, the foundation for any good team, continue to show themselves, starting pitching, defense, and base running, if you have that, this team's not going anywhere. In fact, if the numbers that they've put up, right, second best ERA from the rotation in all of Major League Baseball, most innings, best defense when you look into the defensive metrics, best base running unit when you dive into the numbers. If those things continue, they're going to cruise to the division title. So, of course, I'll take 3-3 so long as those things that sustain you over 6 months continue to show themselves, and they did.
Vern, do you think an underrated storyline for the success they've had this year is the defense? Because last year they were average, probably, on defense. But overall, a massive disappointment from where they had been in previous years. Has it been kind of like an undersold part of their early season success?
I mean, depending on, you know, who you're talking with. But no, it's been properly highlighted as far as pregame, postgame, and Royals fans, Royals broadcasts have been concerned, at least in my opinion. And a lot of that, of course, goes to this starting rotation. I made mention of it a few days ago. Imagine being a defender. Imagine being Bobby or MJ or Michael or Kyle or Vinny, these guys that's grinded through 106 losses last season. Bobby grinding through 97 losses the season before. Driving to the ballpark on a daily basis knowing we got to push 6, 7, 8 runs across to even have a chance because the guy on the hill is going to get tattooed. Now you're driving to the ballpark knowing we have three guys in the rotation with a sub-2 ERA. Seth Lugo right now, you can bet on him to win the Cy Young. Same for Brady Singer. Same for Cole Reagans. Michael Wacha's ERA is sub-4. Alec Marsh is punching tickets to drive to the ballpark knowing this guy's going to have us in the game in the 6th and 7th innings. And then when you're out there, that has to fuel your preparation, right? You don't want to be the guy that cost Michael Wacha a shutout. You don't want to be the guy that cost Seth Lugo a 5th straight quality start. And when you find yourself playing in these well-pitched games, they're often close. They're often decided by 1 or 2 runs. And when you're playing early season games that are that nip and tuck, it's going to expose what matters most to these inexperienced Royals. They're going to get a 400 level course on executing, advancing runners, making the routine play defensively, taking the extra 90 feet, because those are the things that win in the postseason, because the postseason are often close games. So if you're getting a bunch of close games right now, if they can stay healthy, there's no reason why they shouldn't be in it until the end.
That last part was what I was going to ask you about, Vern, is we look around baseball and we look around this division. There's been teams that have already dealt with plenty of injuries, and knock on wood, the Royals have been healthy to this point. And you're right. At some point, there's going to be some injury and someone's going to be out of the lineup or out of the rotation. Yep. Is that when, I think they've shown enough that they're going to be competitive for much of the season, but is that the real next test a little bit? Like, what happens when they lose somebody, and how do they handle that like other teams are already having to handle it?
You know, there's so many tests. There will be a losing streak. Most of these Royals, the guys that we've followed for the past few seasons, they haven't played in a meaningful game outside of May 15th. Right, they've never played in a meaningful game in June, July, August, or September. So all those tests still lay in front of this ball club. That's going to be fun to watch. Interesting to see how Brady Singer and Cole Reagans handle that type of pressure. Brady talking with him in spring training when he would speak about the postseason. That's what he wanted to feel. He wanted to feel the pressure, not the excitement, not the crowd, not the lights, not the environment. He wanted to know what October pressure felt like. But as far as the injuries are concerned, you're 100% right, and that's why I remain focused on what I've been preaching since spring training, and that is just maintain through May. I know some Royals fans, understandably, I can't fight you. You've moved on from that. Guys, I can't tell you how many people are bringing up on the postgame show, Vern, who should we go add at the deadline?
Yeah.
18 games in, nobody's been injured. Why are we thinking about adding anybody at the deadline? But to your point, when that starting pitcher goes down, I hope it never happens, but it's very few and far between a team gets through 162 with only 5 guys making starts. So you would imagine someone is going to miss a start or two. Someone in this starting lineup that is so very key is going to likely miss a game or two, a week or two. And that's when your depth is tested. And this will be, you have to think, a battle of attrition over 162. Now, there are teams on occasion that get lucky, that skate by. Hopefully that's the Royals this season. But that's why I'm very excited. And that's why, you have to hit it with a caveat. So long they stay healthy, there's no reason why this team shouldn't run away with the division. But you understand that with 90% of the season still laying in front of us, someone's likely going to go down. So that's why it's not about running away with the division right now. It's not about dominating this upcoming homestand. To me, it's still about maintain through May, get yourself to June, and that's when you can start dropping into the gear. That's when we can start talking about midseason acquisitions.
Vern, when you look at, and I don't know that I don't think anything's wrong, obviously. I would give a lot of credit, just like I did to Reagans a week ago. Battling through a start in which I don't think you have your best stuff, to me, is a sign that you've really come along as a pitcher. But should I be worried about Brady Singer's velocity? It's less so that he got knocked around in one game and more that that fastball's coming in at like 90.
Yeah. I actually thought his stuff was good. His command, I thought, was shaky on that fastball.
Yeah, a little too in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of factors could go into it. I'm certainly not going to say that I'm concerned, right? He does have now a five-pitch arsenal he has added to his repertoire. So, no, I'm not going to worry just yet, especially at this point of the season. You don't even want to speculate, but it's not it wouldn't be shocking if someone in this rotation deals with dead arm as we approach the second month of the season. But no, I'm not there yet with Brady Singer. Yes, I saw that the velocity was down and has gone down over the course of his first four starts. But, 93 down to 91, so long as he has command of his other pitches, if he's able to mix in five different pitches, I don't think that's 1-2 miles per hour is going to make all that much of difference, so long as he can keep hitters off balance like we've seen Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha do so very well.
Go ahead. Vern, how long will they let, and we're talking to Josh Vernier, Royals Insider, how long will they let Mikel Garcia struggle at the top of the order before they make a decision about it? I'll be honest, I already have a song coming out tomorrow about it, so problem's probably solved, but how long will they let Garcia struggle?
I'm with you. I think the problem will be solved tomorrow, not only because of the music. Video? Is there a video to go along with it?
I'm working on it. There'll at least be video of us from the show. As you know, we stream the show. A full video? I'm trying to decide if I can execute it by tomorrow. I only wrapped up the song portion of it today.
This might sound silly, but I think we will see Mikel Garcia get unlocked starting tomorrow if there are more than 20,000 people in the building. I'm hoping for a raucous crowd tomorrow. But to me, Mikel, and this goes back to conversations I've had with him last year, this year in spring training. To me, he's a showman. He's an entertainer. He's a guy that I think would benefit from a better setting, a bigger crowd to really feel that pressure. He's not alone. There are, a handful of guys, multiple guys on each team that I've always believed they feed off of the energy of the crowd or putting on a show for an audience. That's just who they've been their entire lives going back to Little League. I think Ronald Acuna's a lot like that. And you look at the games in which the Royals have played, okay, the opening series against the Twins, you go to Camden, you get some nice crowds, and Mikel was hitting well in that stretch. And then 10,000 at the K, barely, rainy every day, nobody at Citi Field, and then awful crowds in Chicago against the White Sox. So I think Mikel feeds off the crowd, and I think we'll see it tomorrow night.
Yeah, hopefully some bigger crowds this weekend as the Royals open up the homestand against the Orioles. We know that there's a roster move coming tomorrow, and reading between the lines, it sure seems like Michael Massey's probably coming back up, right? Nick Lofton optioned to Omaha.
Yeah, J.J. Piccolo saying as much yesterday on the television broadcast, hinting that the front office was leaning towards bringing Massey back for this series against Baltimore, and all Michael did was go out there and hit another bomb. Back-to-back home runs for Michael Massey down in AAA has, five doubles, two home runs. His stretch goes in line with Vinny Pasquantino's hot stretch, so it'll be nice to get the two of them in the lineup. Because you can't, in my opinion, you'll be fine so long as the rotation remains one of the best and the defense and the base running remain the best. But if that regresses somewhat, if they're not the best pitching staff, you're going to find yourself in a bad spot if three positions are black holes offensively. And for as bad as second base has been offensively, right, Nick Lofton, it's all singles. Adam Frazier, it's all singles. Low batting average, but high on base from Frazier. Same for Nick Lofton, but you don't have any extra base pop. That's the same thing that's happening at third base right now with Mikel, and obviously that's what's happening in center field with Kyle Isbell. You can live with Isbell. You can live with one spot being defense first. You can't have three of them where you're punting on offense and just trusting the strong glove. So if Mikel's going to struggle, Massey's got to come back and pick up the slack. So my hope is Garcia breaks out tomorrow against Baltimore and it allows Massey to ease back into this lineup and not feel that pressure of, I need to jumpstart us right out of the gate, because that's how you could either re-aggravate a back, or you can start spiraling mentally, and that's the last thing Michael Massey needs.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, will be listening tomorrow night, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you go. Good stuff from Vern, and he'll be out at Kauffman Stadium throughout the weekend. Obviously, his on-deck show tomorrow night. And if you're looking for a sweet deal, grab your family and friends. Watch a game from a suite at Kauffman Stadium. During April, suites are as low as $99. Visit royals.com/tickets. And yeah, we'll talk more tomorrow about the attendance, but sets up. There's also, I think, what replica ring giveaway this weekend. The team's playing well. Yeah, the Royals are a good team. Ring. Like, there's no reason that Friday or Saturday night should have 18,000. It should be well in the 20s, and I hope that's the case. I know it's not 80 degrees, but it's also not 30 and rainy, you know? So
throw on a hoodie, throw on some jeans,
yeah, October baseball weather. Bring out those 2014 and 2015 hoodies you bought from 14 and 15, and pretend it's October a little bit on Friday and Saturday. It'd be like 50 degrees. It'd be okay.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7610. And of course, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, we live stream the show. As Vern was talking about, is there going to be a music video for the show? I'm working on it. There was one for Pasquantino, but it was mostly just the lyrics and some of that so that you could see the Spanish. But the question I have really involves Drew today. So, Drew, not specifically you, but a question, the way Drew had said just a moment ago, Daddy, in relation to a song that is on Taylor Swift's new album.
Yeah.
Makes me ask one simple question for today, which is, should we bring back Daddy Day? That's the question I have for you, 913-586-7610. If you don't remember, a couple of years ago, our old producer made a bet with us, and he wanted, in exchange for if he won that bet, for us to spend an entire, and I do mean an entire 4-hour show, of instead of calling him by his name, Nick, to call him Daddy. A decision I think he later regretted even more than us, because the increasing discomfort put on during the show, and specifically after this song, I think, put him just too far. Drew, you never heard this, have you?
No.
This was the Daddy Day song.
The beginning.
Ooh.
That part.
Happy Daddy
this
Day.
This is the part you hate.
Hey, Daddy, you're a show baddie.
Okay.
Should we bring back Daddy Day? We spend the entire show calling Drew Daddy?
What is it? The theme of today's show is just creepy. Creep.
I like that you're here.
We got Greg Doyle out here being a creep to Caitlin Clark, and now you're out here wanting to bring back Daddy.
One of the most uncomfortable days in this show's history, I'll be honest.
The first 5 seconds of that song.
I think it's really, I'll be honest, I'm pretty sure it's this part. Like this part. Ooh. You don't like that already?
Yeah.
Happy Daddy Day.
This right here.
Oh.
Yeah, that. What the hell? That part right there.
And I think I wrote that in like 25 minutes before the show.
We had, it was around Father's Day, obviously. We had t-shirts made for that.
Oh, we did. It was around Father's Day.
Because Father's Day is the 16th of June this year, if you're wondering. But
Daddy, I love him. Number 6.
That's Drew. That was Drew.
I had to cover myself by putting in for the album at the end because...
Oh, no. We're going to clean that up. It's you don't get to have it selective.
But Daddy, I love him. it's so much more awkward listening to it. Like, it felt awkward to say, but hearing it... Yeah.
Yeah, it was like right after you said it, I took like a second to like digest. I needed a second to like digest it. Like, it wasn't just what you said. It was definitely how you said it.
But Daddy, I love him. Settle down, Drew.
Well, we could bring back Daddy Day if you guys are interested.
I mean, Father's Day is coming up
in
June. June 16th. We could do something the Friday before. I think
maybe we could do it to raise awareness of prostate cancer or something. You know, we could do some good with Daddy Day.
We can come up with something that week. I know that week before we've hinted at it. There we have something else planned already before. But we could still do something. We've got our garage sale coming up around that same time, so we'll see.
The general theory around the text line seems, yes, we should bring it back.
That's what it seems like.
He said that day was so damn funny. Again, I think Nick grew increasingly uncomfortable.
Because at first it seemed funny.
Well, and then he made it. So we did that. We went to go play in a Sporting Kansas City media game in which he put Daddy on the back of his jersey. and his number was 69. He regretted that too.
There's been a
even though like a local reporter at the time like and he missed it, she like made some joke. I'm like, oh my god, this is so uncomfortable. It was so uncomfortable.
You as well, I think.
Please, Papa.
That one's not as bad. Papa's not as bad as as Daddy is. I don't think.
Oh no.
Oh man.
He's not.
I don't think so.
Good stuff. It sounds like maybe we want to bring back Daddy Day. That's all I know. Someone says 6-10 employees can do mobile prostate exams for listeners.
Mobile.
Is that a mobile thing? I think I'm going to be in a real doctor's office for that. I'm not, you know, I just feels like a medical building with real walls for that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. Is it starting at 40? Do I have to start getting that next year? Or is that like 45?
I thought colonoscopy was you know, once you go above 40, right? Aren't you supposed to start thinking about getting colonoscopies? And that's more the thing? Maybe both. I don't
general know. General guideline for prostate exams, starting at 55, you may want to screen between 40 and 55 if you've had at least one relative.
Okay.
So I could start early. I don't think anybody in my family's had that. So, at least not that I'm aware of. Colonoscopy starting at 45. Yeah. Still got 5 years.
Okay. Woo!
Save for a little while. Okay, so, anyway. Text line seems like we're good. Yeah, Drew, that was a moment in this show.
I'll mark this down. The text line says I need to play the song, that song, tomorrow.
Which one?
Well, Taylor Swift's new song comes out tonight.
Her new song titled That.
Yeah. That has to be some butt music tomorrow. Probably.
I just hope Drew's all right. There was some news that came out in the last couple of minutes, too. You know,
happened?
You claim to be a fan of multiple colleges, including Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
See the news?
I have not.
Your sophomore guard, one of the top players in the portal, AJ Storr.
He's going to Kansas?
He's transferring to Kansas.
No surprise, because his girlfriend has already committed there.
Yeah, he averaged 17 points, 4 rebounds. I thought you would enjoy that since Badgers are losing him.
Well, he entered, no surprise, and then his girlfriend entered, and then his girlfriend committed to KU, and I think the line was drawn at that point. Yeah, he's probably going to Kansas. Great.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
So they still
appreciate it.
Man,
you better hope that
he
doesn't have the type of year that he ended with, because he did not play very well.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Are you wishing that he performs the way he did at the end? It sounds like you're rooting against him now. You know?
I was wishing that he would have come back because
is essentially just like, I hope he dies. Like, if you say, I wish them well, you essentially just mean, I hope they fail
there
in a miserable
spite
way.
Behind that. But mm-hmm. If I were to say, I hope he does well, there's some spite.
Hey, you were wearing a Missouri Tigers t-shirt yesterday. We know where your allegiances
are
now.
I've got an Oregon shirt. I wore a Oklahoma State shirt the other day. I wore an Iowa State shirt. I got the Wisconsin stuff. There's two shirts I will not wear that are colleges.
Okay.
Ohio State and Notre Dame. Those are the two.
Hmm.
Will not wear either of those.
Interesting no-goes on there.
I will wear any other
What do you have
school.
Against Notre Dame?
The fan base is just ridiculous. And they...
But yeah, Michigan fans, notorious sweethearts.
And yes, I cannot wear an Ohio State shirt. I will not wear an Ohio State shirt.
Okay.
I'd rather wear a Minnesota shirt.
Nobody hates Minnesota. It's like, okay.
Well, I'm Sam.
They've never been good enough to be like hated. They're like, you seem nice.
In terms of the Wisconsin hatred, Minnesota's high on that list, but yeah.
Minnesota, they just seem so...
There's nothing wrong with them. It's just that they're rivals of Wisconsin. So
sure.
I'll wear it. I'll even wear a KU shirt. I don't have a KU shirt.
So that's a good player that Kansas just
Someone said your rally house's favorite person ever. Just buy as much different college gear as possible.
Yeah.
Rally house, man.
Can you name all the teams in the commercial?
There are so many in
the jingle.
There's so many in there.
I'd have to think about it a little harder. Yeah. I think if it were playing, I could.
For sure. Got to hear the beat of it again. Yeah.
Rally house. We'd know it. I mean, it's a catchy jingle. Between that and Dick Ray, those are the current competitors.
Dick Ray is back.
For top jingles.
Dick Ray's undefeated. You know.
Dick Ray is back.
Century Roofing.
Yeah, that is true. That is very, very true. I mentioned Bill Belichick during All 32 earlier, and it turns out him and I have something in common. I know that might stun you. He was on the McAfee show. He said he has never had a cup of coffee in his life, which would surprise you because you hear coaches talk about getting up at 3 a.m. all the time, right, and stay until midnight the night before and nonstop working. You would have thought Bill Belichick was a coffee guy. He's a little bit older, too. Nope, never had a cup of coffee in his life. Drew, are you a coffee guy? I bring this up because I've had maybe 3 or 4 sips of coffee in my entire life. Never had a full cup of coffee ever. Just never been a coffee guy.
Hang on. Are we talking like Starbucks or are we talking like straight?
Just coffee. Any kind of coffee. I don't care if it's a caramel macchiato or a cup of black coffee.
That is not my first drink of choice, but I will get a coffee every now and then. Yes.
Yeah, just never been my thing.
A couple times a week. I'm not an everyday coffee drinker. How could you go your entire life with no coffee?
Don't need it.
What were you doing when you were drinking? When you were doing morning shows?
I told you, when I was doing mornings, and I'm not a morning person anyway, but when I was doing mornings, it was bad for a period of time. I had to go the energy drink route. The Rooster
Booster.
See,
that's the thing I've never done.
Right, and that's awful. But I haven't had an energy drink in so long. I'm not an energy drink person unless I go on like a road trip and I'm going to be driving for a long period of time. So I don't do either. I don't do coffee and I don't do energy drinks. But the one time when I was actually, you know, had to get up at 4 a.m. every, you know, whatever, for a year straight, I went with the energy drink route, which is so terrible for you. But that was the path I went down.
You'd rather have the energy drink than coffee.
I just don't like the taste of coffee. Yeah,
that's where you got to mix in.
I like the smell.
If you got some
coffee.
Of those big sweet ones, you'd like it.
I was going to say,
yeah, but
I don't
like eating a giant dessert.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's worse. The energy drinker, like our boss Spec, he comes in with this large, I don't know, it just looks like there might be 1,200 calories and a pound
of
sugar.
It's got chocolate drizzled in it.
I might like that.
Whipped cream.
I
bet you'd like that.
I might
that
like
fine.
That, but that's so, that seems so bad.
If you get yourself like a caramel mocha or a.
Yeah, dude, you definitely like
peppermint mocha during the wintertime. Yeah.
You'd for sure. I normally drink coffee a couple times a week, once or twice a week. That's it. It's only utilitarian, and I only drink black coffee. But I drink it. Like, the Bill Belichick thing is crazy. How many hours a week does he work during the football season? 16 hours a day?
That's why I'm surprised.
He doesn't need a single coffee, although I'm pretty sure he's a large Diet Coke consumer. So he might put down a 12-pack of that at the facility. It's not that he's not getting no caffeine. He's just choosing it in a different method. I drink more tea than coffee.
No, I like tea. But again, that's not a wake-up thing, though, as much. You know,
depending
like,
on the tea. Like, it doesn't have as much caffeine.
Some of the tea will actually be the opposite, man. It'll, you know, it's cold, you take a tea,
what
and it kind of mellows
sleepy
you.
Sleepy time tea?
There's mellows you. That's the, I wouldn't, like a tea at 6
a.m. I drink like black tea, like caffeinated black tea.
Yeah. Now, this is the, someone says, iced white chocolate mocha, elite at Starbucks. Takeout alone, though. Yeah, you're going to be buying that every day.
$9 or something you're spending on that thing, depending on the size.
Spent a lot of money on that. All right, coming up next, we'll get back into, we were joking a little bit about Caitlin Clark and the WNBA with the comments from Greg Doyle, but we'll actually get back into what that means going forward. Now the dollar amount is out for her endorsement deal and a hypothetical Chiefs trade that was put out there. Would you actually pull it off if you were the Chiefs? That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.